I'd like to thank KTMS 990 and Montecito Bank and Trust for making Scam Squad possible. I'm Patty Teal.
And I'm Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson. Scam Squad is up next.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Scam Squad.
Welcome to Scam Squad. I'm Patty Teal here with Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson and a really great guest. Vicki, I'm going to let you introduce her.
Thank you. Yes, we have with us again today criminologist Judy Chrisman Yates, who writes the fantastic financial exploitation newsletter, which keeps us up to date and informed about all the latest scams that are targeting our community, and they just keep coming. Your latest newsletter has so many important pieces of information. I think we're going to have you back again and cover some of the things that we don't cover today. But one of the things that caught my eye, because I had somebody come up to me at one of my presentations and talk about this, apparently Apple has issued a scam warning involving all of their products, their iPhone, their iPad, the Mac computer. And apparently what happens is you get a pop-up on these devices telling you, giving you notification warnings, telling users to change their password. And apparently these pop-ups are coming on all of their devices and are very persistent. So first of all, Judy, is this a scam?
Well, thank you for having me back on Scam Squad. And yes, it's definitely a scam.
How does it work?
Well, first of all, Apple is working to try to fix this problem. But the scammers, as we know, are criminals, and they're using the Apple's ID forgot password feature. And what they're doing is they're sending messages and notifications out to all users, your iPad, your iPhone, or Mac computers. And they send out this message. It says that you need to reset your password. It turns out that it's really easy for scammers to get this information because they need your name, your email address, all associated to your Apple ID. That's where they're getting it. What the criminal does next is they start sending out these messages. And on there, you need to carefully select deny access, don't allow. You carefully select that. What happens is another message will come up in its place. You select don't allow. They could do this 10 or more times on your device. And what they're doing is getting you to be very frustrated. And what they want is for you to answer them and to say allow so they can get this over with. Don't do that. Do not allow. So if you're lucky enough to have all the messages go away because they get tired of doing this, then what happens next is you're likely to get a call from that scammer criminal. So as we know, you shouldn't answer any calls that you don't have listed in your contacts so you know who it is. But just in case you do, if you get that call and they say that they are from Apple and they're there to help you, I can tell you they are not Apple and they're not going to help you. They are impersonators or impersonating being a representative from Apple. So you need to hang up immediately. Once you hang up, it's all over. They may once again try to send you another text or message. Just don't allow.
So don't allow. That's the key phrase. Don't allow, don't allow, don't allow. As many times as you have to hit that, that's what you do. And I'm assuming they're trying to get your password so they can get into your account.
They're trying to get your one-time password because if you do that, then the scammer is going to have that one-time password. They're going to change it. They're going to lock you out of your devices and they're going to steal all your information. Yeah. So don't allow and don't pick up the phone. It should go away. You can always go into your Apple dealer.
Well, thank you, Judy. I wish I'd had all of that information when this gentleman contacted me. The best I could do was say, it sounds like a scam to me. So delete, delete, don't respond. But I didn't know the magic words, don't allow. So that's very helpful. Your newsletter also has a section that talked about self-checkout scams in the grocery stores. What do we need to be careful about? What do we need to know about in terms of checking out?
Well, checking out creates problems that have already existed. So, for example, the distraction theft. So, typically, more than one person is in this ring of thieves, and they distract you and try to get your PIN number. For example, they may drop money on the floor. That's actually the found money scam tied in with the distraction. And they'll offer that to you and say, oh, you dropped this. Well, what they're trying to do is get closer to you so that when you put in your PIN number for that debit card, for example, they can actually get that information. And at some point, they may try to steal your wallet or your card or your purse so that they can put that together with that ID. Another scam that happens at the self-checkout happens to be with gift cards. I thought this was very clever, and I was not familiar with it, but I'm glad I know about it now. So you walk up to the self-checkout, and I just immediately start scanning. You know, I've got places to go, people to see. Well, it turns out you need to make sure that that screen is clear and you're starting fresh. Because what scammers are doing is they're getting a gift card. They're going to self-checkout. They enter all the information, like the dollar amount that they want to have on this card. They do everything except they don't pay for it. They walk away with that card. You, as the next person in line, come on and you start scanning your stuff. That gift card gets added to your bill and you will be paying for that. And I know a lot of times we're in a hurry. We don't even look to see what happens to be the total amount, but be very, very careful. Another problem with gift cards is if you get them from in front of the cashier, then it turns out a lot of times scammers can just take a stack of these, one or more, they go to a private place and they write all the numbers down on the back of these cards. They may even remove that icky gray seal on it, but if they clean it off, then you're not going to notice. So be very, very careful. But once they have that number, they quietly go back and put all those gift cards back on there. And you come up and you are paying for your items and you buy a gift card. You put a certain amount on it. The scammer already has the number on the back of the card and they can drain that account before you ever use it.
Wow. I've been hearing a lot about the gift card scam, so I think this must be pretty prevalent right now. You do have to be very careful. Buy your gift cards from the actual retailer or buy them if they are stored behind the cashier so that you can ask for the gift card and she can give it to you so a scammer can't get hold of it. I am very familiar with the distraction theft because what happens is a group of thieves will come through and they'll hit a lot of stores in one particular area. Like a group of thieves will come up from Los Angeles and they'll go from store to store to store to store and hit it quickly and then leave town. And there's really no way to trace them. Even if they're photographed on a video camera, you can't find out who they are. And they usually operate in pairs of three. And one of them is the distractor. One of them will say something to the victim like, oh, I'm not sure which brand of detergent to get. My wife sent me in here to get detergent. Can you point something out that would be good? That's the distractor. The other person is the lookout who makes sure that nobody is watching this transaction. And then the third person is the person who goes into the shopping cart where this woman has left her purse open and her wallet exposed. And while the distractor is distracting her with the question, the thief goes and lifts her wallet out of the purse, walks away, all three of them exits the store, and within literally 10 minutes, they are using her credit cards.
It's performed very quickly. And one that we had here locally is two men in a small pickup truck were cruising the parking lots and they would go by very slowly. And a woman would be busy with her baby with the groceries and purse still in the cart, or she would be putting the groceries in. And the driver would drive slowly and quietly up next to the cart, and the passenger would just reach out and grab that purse. So that distraction, you're just busy. So you have to be very, very careful. I know when they greet you and say welcome, they're saying, oh, please be sure that you keep that purse close to you.
That's interesting. Yeah, and don't leave it in the shopping cart. That is the wrong place to put it. Unfortunately, I have a habit of doing that, so I have to be very careful. One of the other headlines that you have in your newsletter is this, and it caught my attention. Never move your money to, quote, protect it. That's a scam. So what does that mean, never move your money to protect your money?
Well, this is another imposter scam. So someone just randomly calls you up and tells you that they've spotted a fraud, some activity like on your Amazon account. It's always some problem that they want to help you fix. They think that if you move your money or give them access to your system or to your account, that they're going to help you out. So what you need to do if this ever happens is you need to just stop And you need to go to your account online. If they say it's an Amazon problem and you don't even have an Amazon account, that should be a red flag. It's not a problem for you. But go online and check out your own account, or go do a one-to-one, go to that financial institution or that agency. Or you can actually just look on the back of your credit card or on your statement. We're telling people to be very careful about looking up phone numbers on a Google site, on a search engine, because the scammers now are doing lookalike web pages, and then they put their own phone number instead of the real one. So be careful. Look on the back of your statement. And as we talked about before, it's always good to have a list of places to call if you have a problem with whatever account it happens to be. Have that in advance, have it close to your phone so that you won't panic. But if somebody gives you a number to call or asks you to click something, never, never do that. And make sure you report it, FTC.gov, file a complaint.
I know that this is becoming a very sophisticated scam, and I've talked to people who have gone through three layers of this scam, and each layer comes with somebody being able to somehow authenticate themselves as a valid employee. So it often starts with a pop-up or a phone call. And somebody who is a fake Amazon employee tells you there's a problem with your account and you have to go to a security. And then they will pass you off to a fake bank employee because they will say, oh, listen, we better contact your bank. It looks like there's some fraudulent activity on your account. Then you'll be talking to a fake bank employee. And of course, the fake Amazon employee is telling you he's going to transfer you to your bank. And sure enough, what looks like the bank's phone number is appearing on your phone. And of course, the fake bank employee is then going to send you to the fake FBI employee for fake help. And the FBI employee is going to tell you, oh, yes, somebody has hacked into your account. We need to get your money out quickly. We need to move it. And of course, they'll tell you different ways to move it. Come down to the bank, take out all your money. We're going to give you an account that you need to put this money into, a safe account, or put your money into Bitcoin. And as soon as we have cleaned this up, we'll send your money back to you. So unfortunately, a lot of people are losing money with this particular scam. And it's very sophisticated and multi-layered, and people do get sucked in because they believe they're talking to a real Amazon employee, somebody from the fraud department of their bank, and then a real FBI agent, because these people come with all kinds of credentials. So of course, that's what they're thinking.
Well, thank you for the warning about all that fake stuff that's going on, fake news, fake crooks, fake everything, fake authorities. But could you have any good news, Vicki?
Well, I do. And this actually comes close to home. This is out of Ventura County. Apparently, a Romanian man gets more than 6 years in prison for hitting a group that used skimmers to steal food stamp benefits. So shame, shame, shame on him. Apparently, this person used illegal skimmers at ATMs, and what you can do with a skimmer is harvest data and create a fake debit card, which you can then use to make cash withdrawals. So apparently, this crook targeted Bank of America because Bank of America provides debit cards for people who are on welfare, who get food stamps, who get money because they are on public assistance. So this crook was stealing from people who were on public assistance, who desperately needed this money. So he is now going to be spending more than 6 years in federal prison for robbing from the poor.
Well, thank goodness. Shame on him for picking the most vulnerable of people to rob from.
Absolutely.
And Vicki, could you very quickly just provide us your fraud hotline in case someone wants to report a scam?
Absolutely. Area code 805-568-2442. That's 805-568-2442. And thank you again, Judy.
Thank you again, Judy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.